guys, without any further ado, I want to jump into National Signing Day. Again, one of the best days in college football, if not the best. 23 commitments so far for the Bobcats. You know, a couple more could roll in here and there. I'm thinking this things are starting to slow down as the Coach Withers press conference is probably getting kicked up right there. We'll have some, maybe we'll text our reporters out there and try and get some highlights for that as well. But I just want to run down the names that are on the list. It's a rather long list, so I'll try and burn through it very quickly, and then we'll go into some of these names that we're liking here. So tight end Levi Boyd, wide receiver Elijah King, linebacker Gabe Lloyd, cornerback Quentin Tiggs, safety Kamondi Hines, cornerback Jordan Eastling, wide receiver Thurman Morbley, defensive lineman Ramon Redis, a running back Robert Brown, middle linebacker Nicholas Daniels, cornerbacks Anthony Taylor and Jashawn Awadi, Devin Williams, the quarterback out of Mansfield, Texas, defensive lineman John Lilly, Dean Taylor, a defensive lineman as well, Aaron Brewer, offensive lineman, 6'3", 295, that's a big old boy right there, safety Markavion Coleman, tight end Brendan Rushing, offensive lineman Josiah Washington, outside linebacker Hal Vincent, offensive lineman Jaquiel Pierce, and offensive lineman Charlie Vatterott. And I left one name off that list because he's who we're going to talk about first. The running back out of Keller, Texas, three-star Tyler Tutt, 5'10", 205, again, coming out of Keller. I got to say, I'm pretty excited to get this kid on campus. He was spectacular in high school, and not just, you know, because we've lost quite a few of our running backs. You know, there's no more. Gone are the days of Robert Lowe, Mission Man. It's one of the best, I think, ever to play for Texas State, but he's gone. Chris Nuttall's gone. You know, Terrence Franks went up to the NFL a couple of seasons ago. I think, and Jonathan, we've talked a little bit about this Tut before as well, but honestly, I think he could step on. He could start from day one if he has everything together.
You know, Jason, you kind of stole my thunder right there, because looking at this recruiting class right now, that was one name that stood out to me quite a bit. And, you know my history, Jason. I love stats. You know, I was with you on the San Marcos Rattlers ride. So just a little bit of Tyler Tutt's high school stats. 254 rushing attempts, 1,651 rushing yards. That's a 6.5 yards per carry average and 21 rushing touchdowns on the ground. I could not agree with you more, Jason. I believe he's going to join the conversation of all of Texas State great running backs when it comes to such as Terrence Franks, Chris Nuttall, and Rob Lowe, as you just mentioned, Jason. And I really do believe at 5'10", 205 pounds, this boy is a bowling ball, and he can come in and he can make something happen.
Yeah, and he seems to have his head on straight, too. You know, no problems. I mean, not a lot of high schoolers have problems or anything like that. But and the thing is, he was getting offers, big-time offers as well. Boise State wanted him. Iowa wanted him. Hawaii, Army, Air Force, Nevada, North Texas. Some school named UTSA. I'm not sure where they're located. But again, the Boise and the Iowa, those are big time schools that wanted him, and he turned them down to come to Texas State. And I think that's a factor of playing time. You know, in no way do I think Coach Withers said, "Hey, kid, come on down here, and you'll be my starting running back." That's just not the way Coach Withers operates. And even though I've only met him and talked to him a couple of times, but I think he realizes Tut as a running back. There's potential here and there. For a new coaching regime to come in and just get in on that ground level, but B, he could, if he comes in and he does everything, you know, he needs to and focuses in the classroom and on the field as well, I think, you know, you could look at Tut being a starter from day one and ended up maybe even being a four-year starter looking way into the future.
Yeah, and snagging a player such as Tut, that only speaks miles for Coach Withers' recruiting ability this late in the game, and with the whole fiasco of him coming in late and just being a part of this, you know, National Signing Day frenzy coming down from James Madison University all the way to Texas and then managing to pick up talent such as this, that I think, you know, players around the country are also starting to buy into Texas State starting to become an up-and-coming program.
I agree with you on that one as well. Anybody else is jumping out on you on this list so far, John?
Yeah, you gotta look at the quarterback situation as well, because Tyler Jones is coming towards the tail end of his career. And, you know, Devin Williams, Mansfield quarterback, in his senior year, 1,942 passing yards on 127 pass completions out of 228 attempts, 20 touchdowns through the air, 7 interceptions, gets it done on the ground as well, 92 rushing attempts, 399 rushing yards, and 8 rushing touchdowns. And this guy was a 3-star recruit coming out of Mansfield. So I'm looking at those two in particular, the Devin Williams, Tyler Tutt, that can come and make an impact on this team immediately. You know, I'm not saying that Devin Williams is going to, of course, jump Tyler Jones, but I guarantee we'll see some playing time next year.
I agree as well. Unofficially, I was talking with some of the other media types. They had him clocked at a 4.49 40. That's pretty quick for if you're looking for a quarterback there. But that also tells me, you know, if for some reason that he didn't play quarterback, and I'm with you, I think he is very good, very well suited to play the quarterback position in college. He could transition into a wide receiver as well, especially with that blazing speed to get down the field. Gotta love it. Gotta love what he can do just as an athlete in general. But yeah, again, I'm with you. I think he's good enough to play the quarterback position here. There's no doubt about that. Just like that, we're up against the first break. We've already been talking for 10 minutes about National Signing Day, and we have barely scratched the surface right now. So, again, up against the first break, we're going to talk about National Signing Day even more when we come back. Again, we've got a lot of recruits to break down here as well. And now is not the only time you'll be able to hear National Signing Day. Coming up a little bit later today, we've got something huge coming on.
Yeah, you know what? As you said, Jason, this is not another Wednesday in Texas. This is National Signing Day. So we're going to go ahead and not just spend an hour. We're going to spend all day. You can catch us here Wednesday, 6 p.m., where we will discuss a special edition of Bobcat Radio as we broadcast the Bobcat Showcase live from the Embassy Suites. Our host will have analysis, breakdowns of every new Bobcat, as well as interviews with the coaching staff. So tune in, and, you know, we'll try to bring you as much information as possible. Yeah. Actually, we will bring you all the information needed.
It's going to be a fun time out there, and
That's you, Jason.
Yeah, I'll be out there. It'll be a good time. We're definitely going to try and get Coach Withers on and some of the, if the recruits are there, if the other coaches are there. So definitely tune in 6 o'clock for a special edition of Bobcat Radio. All right, guys, going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're still talking National Signing Day. This is Bobcat Radio on KTSW San Marcos. We left off talking about running backs there, and there were two of the best, I think, ever to come through Texas today, Robert Lowe and Chris Nuttall. And maybe one of these days here in the near future, we'll be having a liner from Tyler Tutt. Again, the three-star running back out of Keller, Texas, coming to play football for Coach Withers and the Texas State Bobcats. One guy in particular that I'm looking at right now, and is definitely a position of need with how many we lost to graduation, Elijah King, the wide receiver out of Ashland, Kentucky. 6'2", 180, and really... He was early commit, so he's already been on campus and he's already getting adjusted.
He's been working.
Yeah, he's been you know, they're not doing a whole lot out there, but they're doing the conditioning and just getting used to, I think, being in San Marcos, especially moving in from another state. I know, you know, coming down from Dallas or El Paso or wherever you may join us here in San Marcos from is a change, because San Marcos is our own little slice of heaven here. But coming in from another state, that's got to be a big time culture shock. Eddie, do you think it? Is it that big of a factor? I know, like, coming in from a state, I mean, obviously you're not a recruit here that, you know, that has moved
I'll pretend
in.
I am.
But yeah. does that help him on the football field, just feeling more comfortable here in San Marcos?
I think if you are a lot, here a lot earlier than the other people, I feel like you might have an edge against the high schoolers that are coming. I think as a JUCO, he's had a couple of those troubles before, and maybe he's getting an earlier look at the playbook. We don't know that, but I mean, if he is, maybe he's making friends early, and that's what he might need, you know, as a football player, as anybody that's transferring from another state. You need to be making friends and having the connections that you need to feel comfortable and play at your best.
Yeah, and I think one of the big things under the Coach Withers regime so far has been a feeling of team, a feeling of community, a feeling of being connected, not only as a team, but with your fan base as well. If you followed Coach Withers or his staff, they're all over Twitter, ladies and gentlemen. Let me just tell you, and it's awesome the things they're tweeting out, WWE gifts and you know, pictures. And that's what sold me. He tweeted out something about Vince McMahon, and I thought that was awesome.
Stone Cold.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. But again, Elijah King, the wide receiver, three-star. Again, as Eddie mentioned, he played for Santa Barbara City College. Last season, he got 54 passes for 637 yards and seven touchdowns. Again, that was just his lone season there in Santa Barbara. But we don't even catch a lot of passes. We know we can get those yards up, but the touchdowns are what I'm liking. Seven touchdowns in a season? I'll take that. It's been a few years since we've had a wide receiver that could produce that much for us. And yeah, whether you want to say we've been run-based versus pass-based or whatever, a wide receiver that can find the end zone and that has height like he does, against 6'2", and some speed as well. The man runs a 4.48 40, so pretty quick as well. I think maybe even more so than Tyler Tutt, he may be able to come on and find the field right away.
Yeah, I mean, you have to just definitely love the speed. And, you know, Jason, I'm also looking at, you know, this past Monday we were discussing should they address the defensive or offensive side of the ball. And just like anybody else, you know, I love offense. I love the ground and pound game, but you got to have a defense as well. And what I love is that Texas State addressed their secondary needs by snagging three corners out of this recruiting class. You're looking at Jordan Eastland, and then you're also looking at Deshaun Waddy, and Anthony Taylor. And Anthony Taylor is an Allen High School recruit. And if you know anything about Dallas-Fort Worth football, almost any athlete coming out of the Allen Eagles, they're gonna make an impact on their team.
You seen that stadium?
Oh, yeah, I have seen that stadium. That is close to Jerry World as you can get, I believe.
Yeah, it is massive out there. Very nice as well. I agree with you as well. We've talked a lot about the defense, you know, whether it was Bobcat Radio over the summer or last season or whatever it was. And everybody knows the struggles Texas State had on defense. We don't need to rehash those as well. But, you still got the players around, but you got to bring in some new blood just to get a new feel for this and get things up and running.
You mentioned new blood. I'm currently on the Twitter again, and I made a poll. The poll is, what's the high school recruiting route, the way to go this season? First choice, yes, I love high school. No, I love JUCO. Third option, that's what we need. And so far, everybody loves high school, that 86%.
I would tend to agree. Like, that would be my vote if I guess I can vote on the poll,
can't
I? I can. Thank you very much.
New blood.
Exactly, and it's time to start fresh. You know, again, to take nothing away from the players that are still here, we've got some superbly talented players that are on the Texas State roster right now, but it's about Coach Withers getting that new culture in here, getting his recruits, quote-unquote, throwing up air quotes right now for all of them. I guess nobody can see because we're on the radio, but yeah, you've got to establish your culture and establish, you know, the Withers regime, if you will, and the first way to do that is to get new players in, and I always like to get them, right out of high school, 17 years old, 18 years old, they're still moldable. They're still, like a sponge, you know, as my teachers used to say, soaking up all the knowledge and information. They can learn the proper way to play football and the proper way to win football games. It's like we always talked about with Coach Soto on the Soto Show. You got to teach these kids how to be, you know, men and be outstanding human beings first before you can win any football games. And I kind of see that with Coach Withers as well. So I'm with the fans right now. You know, get them out of high school and train them up and teach them how to be winners at football.
Yeah, you're talking about getting them out of high school, and you also mentioned Coach Soto. Jason, I have a stat here that I think you might find entertaining. So we discussed Tyler Tutt's stats, 254 rushing attempts, 1,651 rushing yards, 6.5 yards per carry average, 21 rushing touchdowns. You want to talk about new blood? Next year, San Marcos senior, Kavion Gardner. Let's take a look at his stats this past season. 237 rushing yard attempts, 1,596 rushing yards, 6.7 yards per carry, and 16 rushing touchdowns, and he was only a junior this past season. Very, very similar play style with those two. What do you think?
Would love to see Kavion Gardner wearing maroon and gold. Like, it's just so much fun to watch that kid play football and run people over and juke people out of their shoes and catch the ball out of the backfield. There's a lot of guys on that San Marcos High School team that I would love to see play here at Texas State. But just in general, I would love to see them get another shot to go on. And there are some players from the San Marcos High School seniors this year that have gone on to do that, working on getting Coach Soto interview with him set up so we can get his thoughts on that as well. But stay tuned to our blog for that, ktsw899.wordpress.com. We'll have some updates on there as well for all the San Marcos High School players that are moving on to bigger and better things, if you will. So, again, National Signing Day, not always about Texas State. We throw some San Marcos. I know AJ went off to that point. AJ Bosquez playing for Cisco College, the offensive lineman. Congratulations to him on that as well.
Yeah, and it's almost like you would have never known Coach Withers came in this late in the season with the recruiting class he has this
year. Yeah.
It's amazing. And, I ask you, like, could you possibly ask for anything better with what was given to him?
No. I mean, again, to, you know, when the change happened, it would be silly to think that all the players are just going to be like, oh, that's cool, I'll just stick around and play with this coach. And, you know, some did commit. That's fine. Some did commit. But along that same route, when Withers came over, couple of those guys that were going to play for JMU just said, hey, coach, we'll come on over with you, replacing those guys. And then there were some guys that were on the fence and they had decommitted because they weren't sure what was going on with the coaching, you know, staff and the coaching search, if you will, because it took a little longer than I think a lot of people expected. But they get to meet Coach Withers, they talk with the staff, and they say, all right, coach, I'm back in. Let's do this thing. I want to be a Bobcat. I want to play under Coach Withers. And I think that is the mark of a great coach and a great recruiter. And again, like you said, with Withers having limited amount of time to do this, I couldn't be happier right now. Five 3-stars that are coming in, a host of other players, and not only from the state of Texas, but around the United States as well. You know, California, Virginia, Kentucky as well. I'm very happy this National Signing Day.
How about you, Eddie? What do you feel?
I think it was a party in Texas. And for him, from being from James Madison, you know, he made a rumble. Like, 18 players are from Texas. I mean, Texas is a football country. You know, that's awesome. That's something we all know. But for someone else to also agree with us and then go and make noise around the state, he went to all the Texas High School Coach Association clubs, and he went to God knows how many places he went to just look for the diamond in the rough, and now he has 18 of them here. I think that's dedication more than anything. He is sold in his own program. I mean, and it shows. I think if he wanted to be two years and out, he would have gone the JUCO way. He didn't, you know. That's consistency. I see consistency in this guy. And then the thing is, I'm looking at Twitter, and I'm looking at some of the guys we have from the KTSW staff, and they're out there tweeting about Everett Withers and what he says about the JUCO class. He says, "We'll only go the JUCO way if there's a specific need for it." He says, "I don't want to go that way," and I don't know what do we think about that? Is that something that we need to think also?
You know, when it comes to JUCO, there are some supremely talented kids that don't get to go to D1 schools, whether it be for grades or they're getting late in the game or whatever it is, and they end up going to a JUCO, and they really do turn it around. They start getting good grades. They realize, I have to make it in the classroom first before I get on the football field. Our favorite, David Mayo, went to JUCO, and then it came on up Texas State. Not that, you know, he had the grade problems or anything. His was kind of like everybody thought he was small, and now he's playing in the Super Bowl. But it's okay, guys. Don't worry. You missed out on a Super Bowl linebacker. But, yeah, the JUCO route, again, there are some supremely talented players who do figure things out and are able to elevate their game to the next level and maybe even go on to play in the NFL one of these days. But I do think it should be used in certain spots. You know, if there is that super talented kid and you think you've got a shot at getting him, bring him on in. I love to have that talent. But if we're talking about filling out the depth chart or filling out, you know, guys that we think we're going to need in 2 or 3 years, you got to go for and build that foundation with the high schoolers, with the freshmen as well. Get those guys in so they can learn for that first year, for that second year, and then that third year, that fourth year when you need them, they're ready to step up. With that JUCO player, yeah, maybe they're a little bit more talented, they're a little bit more seasoned, they're used to playing collegiate football, but they still don't know your system, so they've got to learn it, and they've got to learn it quicker than everybody else because they're being depended on to come in that season and play right away. And if they can't get it, well, then what do you got? You know, like you've got nothing behind them because you picked that one single guy to come in and start for you, and if he doesn't figure it out, I mean,
I'm agreeing with you. What I'm trying to say is that, like, there are diamond in the roughs at JUCO as well. Like, let's suppose Lumikawa, right? Got him out of Tyler. And he's been doing great things for us, you know? And as a punter, as a kicker, just things like that, I feel like that's, if you see a talent, you need to get it. I think that's maybe one way we need to go on JUCO, but.
Yeah, speaking of talent and seeing it and knowing when to get it, not to take anything from Coach Withers at all, but how much do you credit this recruiting class to former Houston Director of Recruiting Adrian Mays being a part of this? Like, how much do you credit this as well to him?
He's fantastic. Again, I personally haven't met him. I hope to talk to him later today because that's one of my interview requests, just putting that out there right now if you're listening. But he has learned from a bigger time program like Houston under Tom Herman, who is a master at recruiting. He just brought in one of the top 10 athletes in the nation to play for Houston. That never happens. You know, they're always going to Florida States and Michigans and, I don't know, Miami.
Yeah, Ohio State and whatnot. Yeah, Alabama those guys. And all, yeah, those guys.
But he is – so Mays has learned – from one of the best, you know, and now he could bring that here to San Marcos, and I think it's showing through. Again, it would have been very easy for some of these top wide receivers and top running backs, whether you're talking about King. Again, they got bigger, air quotes again, bigger offers to go play for Boise State, to go play for Iowa, you know, those big Big 12 schools and Big 10 schools, and they chose to come here to Texas State. And A, you know, maybe it's playing time. B, it's definitely a tribute to Coach Withers as well. But see, it takes somebody to even get that kid to listen. And that guy is Mays, Coach Mays. So I completely credit a lot of credit to him as well.